Want to be magdim that this noise of tefillah betzibur is a very hard topic. Shelo nisbar kol atzorech bapoiskim nisbar b'shvileinu. In our days, these shailas are very motzui. Every bocher, every person struggles. If you're on the plane, if you have to go to daven in the minyan in the back or not. Not going now to the question, everyone quotes the name of different rabbanim, different psalkim, whether they said it or they didn't say it. Some of them were never on the plane. Yeah, so you have to know if it's relevant. The shaila, what plane did she ask them, yeah? What class in the plane? It could be a lot of enough communists, yeah? There's people that pass in shailas. But you have to know the shayra shadovo, legabe. If the daven in a plane in a minyan or not, a bachur wakes up. If he goes to the minyan, he will lose his chavrusa. Yeah, so 2 days that he's late for his chavrusa. Tomorrow is the last chance. His chavrusa told him, order 9 o'clock, order normal chavrusa. He woke up 8:45. He wants to know the daven in the kaisel 1 to 3. Yeah, order the daven to go to a minyan. Push the shaila. Ask the Pshamazaman, I think, if it's better to daven in the Kaisel to not lose the Chavrus or to daven with a minion. He asks, why is no minion in the Kaisel? Yeah? But, you know, well, Hashem, today I think everyone understands the Shailas, and all the Shailas are very close to everyone. So, the Shaila bits and all of these Shailas, and again, a lot of times, it goes into more Pratim. So one maybe a little bit first to learn the Inyan of Tefillah B'tzibur. And lefi that we'll try to come to a Mahalach. It's a Dovach, the Gemara says, Alamol, Arbaot Dvorim Tzrichim Chizuk. One of the Arbaot Dvorim Shetzrichim Chizuk is Tefillah. And Rashi says, She's Chazek Bohem Tomit Bechol Koichoy. I heard that Be'ike goes on Tefillah B'tzibur. So don't wish a tzori chizuk. We have to know what chizuk means, what is the pshat, that about the koyach of Tefillah B'tzibur. So first the shaila is if it's a chiv to daven Tefillah B'tzibur or not. So I don't know, this shiurim, you know, we megale dvorim divretere that sometimes some people, after they know that, they become, I like that after the shiur people become achmirim. Some people take out from the shir and they become a killing. It's against the purpose of the shir. But divrei Torah, darkei Hashem yishorim tzadikim yelchu bo v'rishayim yikashlu bo. We're saying the Torah k'mo yishur, we're saying ishken takole. The shaila is if it's a chiyuv to daven tefillah b'tzibur or not. Rov ha-poiskim learn that it's a chiyuv to daven tefillah b'tzibur. What is the mocker from Roiva Poiskim? The Gemara in Psochim brings down a mehalich baderech. And he knows that in another four meal, the Gemara, it's like around a mile today, 2 kilometers, he will have a minion. The Gemara says he has to go 4 meal till he reaches the minion. And the Maram Chalava says, "V'kol shekein shechayov loku mimitosoi v'leilech lebeis haknesses." V'atodon kalvochoimer le'mishoimet beiru mispal bebeisoi. Ki'ilu hu bozu yu bal gaive. Says the Gemara Mechalave. If the halacha is that you have to go arba parsois till the minyan, so kal v'chaim, if you're in bed, you have to get up to chab the minyan. You can't say, I'm asking to go arba parsois. But I will wake up 9 o'clock if I'll find the minyan. What can be done? The minyan is finished. Shemichuyev to wake up and to go to the minyan. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is in Simen Tzadik Siv Zayit. It's in Siv Tzayit. Shnebu says, Sivkot Nun Beis, Ha'olich Baderech Ad Dalet Mil. Ubebeisoy Ki Le'achrov Ad Mil. The halacha is like this. If you're in the middle of the way, and there's no minyan, you have to walk till Arba Mil, because you anyway eventually will get there. So even that you're not planning, you're planning to take a rest now, you're mechuyev to go. But to go backwards, you only mechuyev to go 1 mil. And the Shulchan Aruch passes it. Mil is 18 minutes walk. So the Mishnah Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says, you mechuyev to go to a minyan till 18 minutes walk. You mechuyev to go to a minyan. But we'll get it. Driving, we'll get in a second. Reb Moshe Tainis, that could be it's even more. He says, when someone is walking, to go out his way, you're chuyif to go a mil backwards. But when someone is inside the city, he's chuyif to go maybe even more for mil. And a lot of tshuvas that can say that it's pusher than in the city, you have to go even till a half an hour. But for sure 18 minutes. So the machlekes again. Some place can hold till an hour walk from a minyan, you mechuyev to go. Arba mil, you mechuyev to go. It's 18 times 4, you mechuyev to go. The Moshe says maybe only 18 minutes. He's not sure. About 18 minutes, you for sure mechuyev to go to a minyan. Zogin the poiskim, the Biur Halacha says in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, you have to go till Arba mil to wash your hands for Netilas Yadayim for Hamoitzi. Zog the Biur Halacha, if you're going in a train, so you don't count the meal, you count the hours. So it means you have to go 18 minutes drive to Chap a Minyan. From Flatbush to Shem HaShabbos, from Shem HaShabbos, from Boer Park to Landos. But this is the chiyuv, you're going to drive 18 minutes to a Minyan. So a lot of achronim say that even if you don't have a car, you have a car service, you have to go. Aye, the halacha, you're not mechuyev to be mafsin moment for tefillah b'tzibur. We'll see in a second. Most poskim hold that small money that you will use anyways, a person has to know what is small money. But you're mechuyev even to take a taxi to chab the minyan. For sure, if someone takes the minyan, for sure, a taxi, for sure, it's the right thing to do. So, this is the first mocker. That mitzad echod is mashma, that is a chiyuv. 18 minutes, 72 minutes. If there's no chiyuv to go to daven in a minyan, what is this ganze aloche? 72 minutes, 18 minutes in the city, 18 minutes drive, 17 minutes drive, 18 minutes walk. A mile, a half a mile. There's no chiyuv b'chal to daven in a minyan. So from this, a lot of poskim can prove that it's a chiyuv to daven in a minyan. It's a chiyuv to daven in a minyan. I want to say just two mice before we start, the Mechazek. One mice, a Gemara came over to me, he told me he saw a sign, Tefillah B'Tzibur. He told me, his Chavrusa told him, you know, a modern boy that came there to Israel, and he came, he put his tefillin down somewhere and he couldn't find his tefillin. Boy, a modern boy, he just puts on tefillin. He got lost, he can't find it. So he said, listen, if I find them, so a week and a half you can't find them, if I find them, I'm promising I will daven in a minyan for a month. He finished to say it, his phone rang. Told me, you lost your tefillin? And he gave him back the tefillin. It's poshut, yom enough. I'll tell you one remaisa, just the mechazik the inyan. I was sitting in Bismedosh, it was 5 years ago, and I was in Giman. So the get back into our parashas, was in Giman. I'm sitting and learning, and a guy learned in yeshiva. He comes in, he was 30 years old, the blue shirt, Miss Medrash. I asked him, he said, yeah, I came, you remember, I learned Yeshiva, I was in Yeshiva. He says, so why you came? I said, well, if you come to Yeshiva, you don't come with a blue shirt. He said, I had to come to take care of something in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe tell me. So I'll tell you the truth. We got married, we had two kids, and from then already, for years, we didn't have kids. Years. So we came around, we're going around the Gdolim to get brachas. I told him, listen, I'm not a gadol, but I'm your Rebbe. You want me to tell you why you don't have kids? Stop it. So I'll tell you, there's two reasons why Hashem makes a person not to have kids. Other because he's a bad person. Other because Hashem wants his tefillahs. I know you, Hashem doesn't need your tefillahs. I know you. Hashem is not misavir the tefillahs of the tzaddikim. So I think the main reason is because, we spoke a little bit. I don't understand. I'll give you a yitzah. Chomish can suffer that everything will be right. Mekabel on yourself to daven ma'ariv b'tzibur every night. Abachoyk ve'lo yavre. He says, listen, you don't understand. I can't mekabel it. I said, why you can't mekabel it? If I mekabel it, my whole life will change. He said, does that? He says, you know, let me to call my Rebbetzin and I'll tell you if I can mekabel it. Because she's also, to be also told in her life if I have to daven ma'ariv b'tzibur. So he comes back. I'm asking with one condition. That and we mekabel the daven ma'ariv b'tzibur, and if it's hard, we could call that night Rav Kaplan, and if he tells us, he could let us off kilo that night. He says, kilo, there's a lupazah that every night, but we're allowed to ask permission. Say no. But I said, but I'm not mechuyev to say yes. Say no. He calls me a year later, not 9 months later, and he says, I'm on the way to the hospital to have a baby. We could tonight not daven ma'ariv b'tzibur. I said, no, daven b'tzibur, the baby will wait. He daven b'tzibur, and he had a baby boy. He called me up, and he told me, listen, Baruch Hashem, Yischus, I said, my Yischus, ma'ariv Yischus. He said, yeah, but fault. I want to fly you in to be a sandik. I said, I know there's no shaykhis to me. I know chomish can keichis, you could think, but I know. That's my. I'm not interested to come. I appreciate the invitation. Give it to your local rabbi. He calls me up a couple of minutes after the bris. You have to hear what happened. By night, before we discussed what name we'll give the baby, my wife was thinking maybe to give him a Ma'arivo, Ma'arovo, Ma'arivo's our name. And decided it's an Ishkin name, it's not the Ma'isidik, Kids, my wife told me, listen, go to the bris, Hashem will give you a name. Finish, we can't decide. He says, the guy told me, if you call Shmoy B'Yisrael, I said, Yaakov. I come home, my wife tells me, Yaakov tikkun tefillas alpis. You know how much got the name? Remember, the year later, I was in America, I went to visit them, I knocked on the door, I came and asked, speak to Beryl, his name is. I said, I came, I wanted to see Yaakov. I said, I don't want to go to the house if the husband's not there. I said, I can speak to your husband. She said, I'm sorry, you went to Ma'ariv. But a person has to know the koyach of a tefillah b'tzibur. People think that it's a small little thing. So, let me get to Masada the Dvorim. First, and the whole thing of the car, some people ask that the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tzadik Beis of Katan Zion speaks about someone that is about to daven and he doesn't have water to wash his hands for the Tilas Yodayim, for the Tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that even if he's Roichev al HaChamor, Dinoi Kemehalech, you don't count it lefi the minutes, you count it lefi the walking. Even if he's going on a donkey, it's only 18, and it's only one meal. Like the poiskim, so we see that we don't go lefi time. We go lefi the walk, and even if it's with a car. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Oris and Isha Yisrael says, dear, it's riding on a donkey. Riding on a donkey is also not gishmak. But when you're sitting in a car or in a train, then you go to feed the time. Rabbosno says, no, maybe even in a car you're not mechuyev. Maybe even in a car you're not mechuyev. But lemaise, it's hard to say not mechuyev. Lemaise, Chaim Kanievsky says, you're mechuyev till 18 minutes drive if you have a car. So why a lot of people think that tefillah b'tzibur is not a chiyuv? It's not me masbir. The Gemara says in Brochus Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Mai dichsi v'ani tefilosi l'cho esrotzoin, emosai esrotzoin, b'sho she'atzibur mispalalim. V'ani tefilosi l'cho esrotzoin, emosai esrotzoin, b'sho she'atzibur mispalalim. Mashma, it's in Yonim. The Rambam, in Parikhes Mitfile, Aloha Aleph, Tfilas HaTzibur Nishma Astomit, Vafilu Hoyo Bem Chatoim, Eina Kodesh Boruch Humoyez Betfilas HaRabim, Lefichoch Tzorich Odom Neshadev Atzma Im HaTzibur, Vela Yispalel Beyochil, Kol Zman Shiyochil Yispalel Im HaTzibur. So it's not Mashma, it's a Chiyu. Zog Remoyshe Feinstein. No. Now, look, is if someone davened and he found soil, dirt, soil. So he has to daven again. Why? Why has to daven again? Person davened Shmonesra, he finishes the daven, he sees a piece of soil on the floor. He has to daven again. Why? Why has to daven again? He davened, no? Well, if it's a soil, Hashem doesn't like the tefillah. So we see when Hashem doesn't like the tefillah, you have to daven again? Val Hashem is not mekabel the tefillah on tzibur, so you have to daven again till you finish, till you find the tzibur. Look at Moshe. You write that the tefillah is only mekabel as betzibur, but the halacha and tefillah is that you mechuyev to daven until Hashem is mekabel your tefillah. It's not such a stark answer, yeah. So Moshe says, but I'm explaining from where we go weiter. Loshen Hashulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik Seif Tes Yishtadel Odom. Lispalel besakneses im atzibur. Zog de Welt. Ishtadel odom. Ishtadel means it's kedai. Ishtadel odom lispalel besakneses im atzibur. Im uonu sheni yochel obel besakneses, yechavel lispalel beshosh atzibur mispalel. So steht die Stadel. Mashma, you have to be mit Stadel, but it's not a Chiyuv Gomu. So it's two answers. Some say, Ishtadel Odom Nispar Im Atzibu Besakneses, Sigeta Besakneses. Ishtadel Nispar Im Atzibu Besakneses. Im Atzibu is Chayev anyways. Ishtadel Nispar Im Atzibu Besakneses. On them, Chayev Nispar Im Atzibu. Aber Besakneses is Ishtadel. Moshe says, "Punkt verkehrt." Well, we found different chetimtzes that you be potul ispal b'tzibur choyle oynes. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Try to work it out." But not the pshat in the mat from the chiyuv. The Mishnah Berurah says in this lashon. Mishnah Berurah says, "Imu oynes b'momin shemach mas ishtadlusi liispal im b'tzibur yovel idi hefsed b'momin yochel liispal b'beisoy b'yochid." Aval mishum menias revach, not that he will lose money, just he will not make money. Lo yimna menispal imatzibu. V'chen kosa ve'ir al agoyin morazim shepamach asolach lo besakneses. Meuto betalis v'tfilin kedarkoi upoga boi odom echot sheolim keravonim toivos v'roto sheol beisiv v'agoyin heishiv lo yishiyamti nat sheyovim besakneses. Ubetorich kach mochrom leacher. And this rov hifsid alfei rut v'somach ha'goyin simcho gdoilo shehishlech mikenegen momen rabe v'hu tfilah b'tzibur chekosa b'sevel yor rabe b'shemtshuvas b'sieisef yesh liknois ha'anoshim shemoynim lielich b'sakneses mishum she'oizkim b'teire oi mishum shemistar k'b'momen la'ashirim yesh liknois b'yoisef u'bal teire av she'oizik b'limut. So you have to make a knas to the people that stay and learn and don't go to Davin and Sibu or to Bali Momen. And Mar Yerushem is stated, if someone is makbil yisbal b'tzibur, muftach loy sheparnasos etiyah mezumanas loy. Selechu etz mashma, that is a chiyuv. Zay mashma mishnebura. We go weiter. The Gemara says, Rab Lezer bola beis haknesses, veloy hoyo minyan, v'shicher es avdoy leispal el b'tzibur. Everyone knows the Gemara. Esed de chaloyseseh, Esed Rabim, ze lav. Lo ilum bohem da avoidu. Rab Lezer was mishacher avdoy leispal el b'tzibur. So some want to answer two terutzim. That could be the reason he did it was no minion bichlal in the city. And we'll see maybe when there's no minion in the city, is a chiyuv in the city that will be a minion. But that every yochid has to join the minion, it's not muchach. So again, so this is the first reason all of these lashoynas, we'll see about maybe a little bit more lashoynas, mashu. Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Chaim, Perek Beis, Mishne Gimel, this is one of the starkim mekoyres, especially for the Volozhiners, says, Al tiyeh rosho bifnei atzmecho. Rab Lezer oimer, Rab Shimon oimer, hevezeo bikrishme v'tfile, ve'al tiyeh rosho bifnei atzmecho. Zog di Ruach Chaim. רוצה לא אמר שלא תספלל ביחידוס בפני עצמך. כי אם תספלל ביחידוס, יוכל להיות שתהיה ניקרו ראש החס ושולם. כי התפילה ביוכי צורך כבון היסירה באימו ואירו מסירוס נפש, ואם לא התפילוס אין נדחס לבר, וזה אין אין מוצא בה וניסינו הרבים בזמננו. אבל אם הציבור אף שלתיה תפילוס היא כל כך בכבונה, שלמה עם כל זוהר, אין אני מסס, כמו שנאמר בזויה. So, some want to say, so it's mashma in the Mishnah Novus, אל תהיה רושו, אל תספלל ביחידס, because then maybe you'll be רושו, and it's filled up in the Mesis, דוון בציבור. So they want to say, oh, you see it's not a חיוב, it's only אל תהיה רושו. Again, Rav Moshe says, well, the most chances that you're a רושו, your תפילה cannot be מסקבל, so if you daven, you're not yoytze tefillah. Like betzoyo, you're not yoytze tefillah because it cannot be miskabel beyechides. So b'meile, you're right, doyos harishoinim, people say, the beskerov daven beyechides. Yeah, he says, ain't the motzi kol kach. No, but Reb Chaim, beskerov, salevi, that is motzi. Of a stab of person that is not motzi, he take cannot daven beyechides. So this is one noise. Mitzad echot. Mitzad Sheini, we'll get it in a second. There's another reason that people want to say you don't have to daven betzibur. So again, we bring down the Sheini, Yishtadel, Yakpid, Mitzad Sheini, Al Tiyeh Rosho, Mitzad Sheini, Zechiv to go down in Parsoes. See, Zechiv Gomu. The Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch, this is Be'etzem, a lot of the coolest will come out from here. Again, laugh, laugh, but we'll try to massage it. Shulchan Aruch Seif Tzadik, Seif Yud Ches. Beis HaMedrash Kovu HaKodesh Yoisem Beis HaKnesses. Umitzvah Leispalel Bo Yoisem Beis HaKnesses, Vehu Sheispalel Be'asoro. Veyesh Oimrin, Deafilu Beloy Asoro, Odif Leispalel Beis HaMedrash HaKovu Aloy. Even if you don't have a minion, ודווקא מי שתרוסו יום נוסוי, ואין מסבטר בלבוכי. ואפילו אוכי לא ירגי לאסיסקן. ודווקא מי שתרוסו יום נוסוי, זאת במשנברורי. כי אם לדבור עם אחריכי, על כן אין ללכת בסכנסת, אפילו אם אין שם עשור, מנה שמבטר מליבה בשעס הליכה. ואין מביור הגרושה, כוסה דבאיפן זה שתרוסו יום נוסוי, אפילו לדעה הראשון עולה בעינן עשור. כל שכם בלו יותר ברב עם תלמידים שאין לו לבט על מלימודוי לילך לבייס כנשתי. So we have a shtark in Mokko. Someone sits and learns. He doesn't have to go. He's sitting in his house and he's learning shtark. Minchel I'll go to shul, go back. He can stay and learn. אז זה בעצם שתי דו. או בפרט הוא מלמד לרבי. So from here came a mocker for a lot of people to tie in. So Barazai, you could have him be a chidus. So Reb Moshe Feinstein was asked the shaila. And Reb Moshe and Chelek Beis, or Chaim Chelek Beis, Simech of Zion, Zot Reb Moshe, Im Talmid Chochem Rashi Lispalel Biyechidus, Basher Shuroi Tzelilmel Bezman Meuchu Balaylo, Vekosher Lefon of Lokum Lispalel Batzibu. What happens to a lot of us. He likes to learn very much late by night. He can't make it in the morning for a minyan. He's allowed to or not? So Reb Moshe first hears the tshuva that he proves that it's a chiyuv for daven b'tzibu. Ein l'day, it means all the gemoras. That is the Indian to sit and learn. Davka b'terosu yom nusay. Biyardi b'sifri egres Moshe. Shu achroa saramo atzmei lismach ala yesheim b'mi sh'terosu yom nusay ab bezvoneinu. First he says it's only if the tzibur daven and shul, but not if they daven in a yeshiva. But if it's a minyan in a yeshiva, you can't not daven in a yeshiva. You want, you could dive in a shtiblach, but you can't say, you know, I'm makpid to learn not to go to dive into shul. Aber kshatzil mispal memokim digarsi lekeshumetor tamitchochem, av lepamecho lispal biyichidi, av shu mishum shebishvil limud o itoiv lo yoyser lispal biyichidi, kevin shebezmaneinu leke din tirosu umnusu lipodo mitfila lekam lipodo mitfila betzibur, kshaleke tam nemokim digarsi. אבל האמת שרק באי כמיילה זה מוקם לגרסי, ובעצם איני רואה שיש כאן בתלתי רבי יוכל לסדר סדר לימודוי באופן שלא הסבטתם את תפילה בציבור. So Reb Moshe says, he's not allowed to. But the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to is only a person that was no minion in the place that he learns, like someone was learning in his house, they're the Olam that learned in their house the whole day, so they maybe have a heter. But someone that is not learning kavua in his house, and even that, Reb Moshe says, is shvach to say that it's a heter. This is the heter. A lot of that bochim has why in some shiurim to make tefillah ktzora for mincha. Yeshiva, different shiurim do tefillah ktzora for mincha every time. So this is one of the reasons that people are sitting and learning. They could be making an inin of tefillah betzibur. But it's a bezundo shmuz. I don't want to go into it yet. In Orchis Yosher from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he brings out, I just want to read it, it will say, you have to explain it. וכוסב בספר הגן המחבר היוקד מלמאויד ומובה במוגן אברום סימן צדיק א' וכל אודום יאמין שהדלוס ויאקרוס ומיסס בונוב חס ושולם בויים לאודום ואין לו יצלוחה במעשה ומתן שלוי בעבור שאינו מספלל במוקם קבוע ואם חס ושולם מספלל ביחידי בבייסוי אז מייבי יתפיל את דוגמס הקורבן לשיידים וחייב גם כן קורס בר מינן. ואף אם הוא חי, אף שמספלל גם הפעמים בבייסוי, אז יירם מנחוסוב, ואוני חושב כמס, או שבונו מסים בחיוב, חס ושולם, וגם כן חושב כמס. והיורה וחורד לדבר השם, והרויצה להיזור מהדלוס ומססבונוב, יעשו למוקם קבוע, אף בישוב להספלל אותו למוקם מחו. אז יש לי. This is b'chaymer ha'tfilah b'tzibur. So now I want, first, we'll start a little bit the inyan. These are b'etzem, the makoyres that we have. The The first shayla be'etzem, Rav Vozna speaks in the tshuva. The first shayla we'll discuss. If you're allowed to go to a trip, and you'll be in a place that has no minyan. So bochim go. It's a place Kesaria. So what there is a minyan there. It's even Azmanim speaking. In different countries they go to the lakeside, different places, in different cities, in different countries. So hi, Baruch Hashem, the Olam go 10 guys together already, Baruch Hashem. I'm only given 10 guys together to go, yeah? The biggest car had 4 or 5 seats, yeah? Today it's bigger cars, I don't know exactly. Shall you allowed to go or not allowed to go? You make a flight, and you will miss the minion. Bob will speak about if it's the minion of the flight. You're going to China, there's no minion on the flight, yeah? You're allowed to put yourself in a place that has no minion or not. So Rav Vozna in the Tshuva claims, and Azeir Pshem Zaman Reyabach said, that if you're going for health reasons or for parnasa, you're allowed to. It's also a chidush. But he says, if you're going to a trip, you're not allowed to go to a trip to a place that has no minyan. And he says, they say that often different G'dayla Olam did it. So he said they did it either for health, other for parnasa. For stam, he doesn't think it's a given G'dayla Olam. So did you give G'dayla Olam? I know myself some that did it. I can't say the names. I didn't double check. They felt the family maybe needs a vacation. You're not allowed. Not only that, Rav Vozna holds, maybe it's even worse. When you come to that place is mechuyev in a minyan. When there's a minyan in the place, could be the din tefillah b'tzibur was on the tzibur. But you're mechuyev to be in a place. He says, Avad, if a person's eyes are aloha, a person doesn't have to go. So if a person is stuck in a place, and there's no minyan, but to go to a place that you know there will not be a minyan, very hard to say that. So, lemaise, the ikar aloha is, if it's for, you have to go back home, and this is the flight that you have, you're allowed to take a flight that you will miss a minyan. If you have to go for parnasa, and you don't have a different way to go, you're allowed to go, even if you're a miss a minyan. But if it's stam, so again, you know, Ebach was saying, my trip is my health. Yeah, I'm saying. See, I have to tell people when they ask the shidduchim, if you're sick, Naval, yeah? Till you make the trip. But stam for a trip, the achro is, you have to be makpid not to mafsid a minyan. It's a choyma. Now, but, Biur Halacha brings down Azar Shaila. In a second, I'll make a sikkim on all of that. I just want to get to the point. The Halacha is in Shmonesra, you're not allowed to daven very loud because you disturb the Olam. What will be a person when he davens quiet, he disappears? When he says, Matoyvo, Lecho, Yaakov, Boruch, Atash, Bogin, Avro, Ato, Gibo, he davens. When he davens quiet, he doesn't hear himself. So Be'etzim, he wants to daven home. So the Baralocha speaks about it, if he's allowed to daven home or not. And the Baralocha says in Simen Kuf Aleph, Elim gen yochel lechavim belachash, yispalel bebeisei bekol. Umikol mokem ha'idne, ein lanu lo'ir eset hazel yispalel beyochid ולא'ir הכבונה, כשילמדו לאחרים, אם לא יגודל הדור ומפורסם, שכל מייסם לשם שמיים. So שתי דו בעצם, הלוכה, and again, I want you to listen very carefully, and I'll try to make it clear. If someone really cannot daven and shul with kavona, only if he davens very loud, he's allowed to daven home. Not to do the Mishnah Berurah says, only gdoy le'oilo. Not people will learn from them. This was the base of these halachas that people tell you sometimes on different gedolim that they daven be yichidus. This gedolim had kavanas, yichudim, everyone of his madregas, and they felt when the betzibur, they can't daven like that. other because the tzibur waits for them, other because they shuckle, other because they get distracted. This was the first heter of some G'dayle Oilam to daven b'yachidus. But the Biur HaLocha says, it's only for G'dayle Oilam. It's only for G'dayle Oilam. If it's not for G'dayle Oilam, there's no heter. But, why? Because people will learn from him. Oh, some people say, Seder. For me, no one will learn. Yeah? You never know. But I'm trying to say what was first the base of the Mokka. That base of the Mokko bring Rabbanim to a psak. And again, I want only in the end to say the Piska Alochas. That in the plane, the Metzius says, if you daven in the back with the kitchen, with the bathrooms, and all the matzah, you can't have a kavanah. This is the Metzius. If you daven in your seat, you have a kavanah. And here's an old sign that people will learn from you. They understand that in the plane, you're davening in your seat. So be'etzem, al tzalochadik, it's be'etzem no problem Moshe on the plane to daven b'yachidus. Again, we're not holding a piska alochas, we're holding a little d'shir. The Moshe, why I don't like this alocha? Because a lot of times, if the oilam will start to daven in the seat, and then, at the same time they will daven, they will follow the people that are walking, you know, it's like little people walk in front of them, daven the plane, like a box with people walking in front of you. I say, Yitzchak, you start to daven, look how he benches. When everyone is davening in the back, so the Val is, you know, he's not coming to the minyan, so he has to daven with the guy in the shalkite, yeah? But if not, in the end, you're right, today, everyone is in the back, I'm in the front, but if everyone will daven in the seat, you know, tefillin, a man will be sitting in his place, and shmuzing with his tefillin. So you have to know the gedolim. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, that the psak has to be to know the metzias. But again, the yisoida aloche, this is the motion of sometimes a person comes late to davening. If he goes to the minyan, he knows he can't daven there. There's no place to daven. The only davening outside in the porch place. Shtiblach, he can't daven there. There's no minyanim. There's no numa minyanim left. When he comes to shtiblach, he knows he will not be mechaber. Meikar adin, he could have daven in the house. Avada. I'm not saying that it's mutter. The second heter that people have was state be'etzer that if someone knows for his learning that will be better, he's allowed to. So b'meile, I want to say like this. The Iker HaPsak be'etzem is that is a chiyuv to daven tefillah b'tzibur. And b'meile, you mechuyuv to daven tefillah b'tzibur. And you mechuyuv to walk 18 minutes, or maybe even to drive 18 minutes, to the place as a minyan. How long you have to wait? Pashtus, at least 18 minutes, maybe even 72 minutes, till the next minyan. Pashtus, for sure 18 minutes you have to wait. This is the Ikar HaAloch. In a plane, Mi Ikar HaDin, you don't have to daven in a minyan. Again, if you know you'll be mechaven better from davening in the other place. You have to measure yourself if it will take be like that or not. The Tziruf and the plane, will mitzaref it, because the Take is a mocker to be mitzaref. A bocher sometimes gets up late. So I'm saying, a bocher that every day davens in his dira, we saw with the gun, after chayzer on the klolos, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky was mekalalim, yeah? The Mefarshim say, yerem min echosov, the first yerem min echosov is that he forgets his learning, and he doesn't chab chavrusas, it's a metzias, I say. Some people think that someone gets up late every time, he doesn't have chavrusas because he comes late. He doesn't chab is not the main reason. The main reason is because davens b'yachidus. He also loses his nechos of his chavrusis. But a person that happened to be one time that he's late, and if he will daven, he will lose his learning, and he will not have a yishuv adas to daven in the other place, he has what to be soymech for one time to daven in his room. Again, if it's ba'ifen kavua b'shum pali ba'ifen, like Rav Moshe says, he has the mesader that he will not have bitul teira. You can't say, I get up 9 o'clock, and if I go to Minyan, it's 10, says Bittul Torah. It's like Gemoshes, I go to sleep earlier. But someone that really goes to sleep regular, and happened to be Oynes, and that, again, if he's a very Shvach HaBocher, and he learns an hour or two a day, Chveis Nisht. But if he's a Choshev HaBocher, Be'etzem, he has on what to be Soymech, especially if he feels that when he will go to the Minyan, he will be Shaloi B'Yishuv Adas. Namoshel, a lot of times, a person has to chop a flight. So is a minion that he could chop mamish before he leaves. He would go to the airport there, to chop such a minion, and you know, the whole davening is nervous. Me'ikar adin is allowed to daven b'yechidus. Because he davens better b'yechidus than davening b'tzibul. And again, it's very hard to be shaker lemaise. But a person has to know, he's coming to the airport and 10 minutes is his flight, the board, okay, the minion starts, he doesn't know the daven b'yechidus, not the daven b'yechidus. This daven, this minion, he's mamish, like the whole time checking his watch, if it's the morning, listening, you know, in Shmoneh Esrei, what that noise says, yeah? Chveis nish. Al pi aloche, mishabu, says, b'chai gav, the better the daven b'yechidus. Dosi da aloche. And Moshe explains b'tshuva, this is the reason it says ishtadil. Because the Shulchan Aruch said ishtadil, not because it's not a chiyuv gomu. Aber val in da lochis if the tzibu is a person is sick, Shabu says, Toshash koicho, he's allowed to daven home. Shabu says, when he's sick, he's allowed to daven home. So a person will never know the gedorim. Don't the Shulchan Aruch try to work it out. Try ishtadil. Not ishtadil, Moshe learns, not that tefillah b'tzibur is ishtadil. Tefillah b'tzibur is like Moshe is a chiyuv gomu. But there's a lot of hard times, and that hard times we say ishtadl. The mekilim time, and hey, tefillah b'tzibur is ishtadl. I try my best. I'm after trying. Now I'm gotta play. Put a lap card. I was ishtadl. And Moshe says it's a chiyuv. But when you have that cheshbon, it's hard for me to daven b'tzibur. I can't be mechaven. It's a bit l'teire. Of them, even if you write, Zokhbe Moshe, of them gave the ishtadl. Those are the chiyuv from ishtadl. And again, state that the tefillah b'tzibur, a person, you know, you're allowed to be a pekoyos if you want, chas v'shalom. But state that most of the tefillahs, Zayim Chayev Aloshner says, al tiyeh rosho b'fnei atzmecho. Most of the tefillahs that you don't daven b'tzibur, don't go up. Don't go up. A person doesn't chap sometimes. I want to be mazmir. A person thinks he's davening b'tzibur. First, he doesn't daven b'tzibur. And then when he comes to the shul, he also doesn't daven b'tzibur. He doesn't chap. Why Hashem is not listening to his tefillahs? Just as the mischazik, the mispal b'tzibur. Just to know that when you cannot be mechaven b'tzibur, mi'ikar ha'aloche debir ha'aloche es matir. Lemaise, he says not to do it. But this is fixed up. The guy that says, I can't go to shul. You know, I like to daven home. People will learn from him. But if the guy goes to shul, just in an airplane, I can't. Of them, there's no chashash that Tzibur will learn from him. I said, maybe it's a chashash, like I said, people today, with all these things. But there's Be'etzem Ha'etel. Person, he knows, he'll be late for his chavrusa, you know, he will go to Shtilach the Davin, he'll be so fat, tumultach today, that he's late. It's not the Ma'isadik. He hasn't wanted to be Saimach. Tzibur Bittul Torah. Again, if it's not a Kavua Dikazach. Say from the Rebbe Pishre, he would say that the person that has Chet Neurim cannot say that he could have him be Yechidus. Now, if a person has to skip Sukkot de Zimra to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, we spoke last week, if you're allowed to, not allowed to, Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down the idea that people don't know. That's what we spoke, if you have to make up. Ktsa, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Oiches Yosher, page Kuf Aleph. Ktsas dine tefillah sh'rabim mezalzinim bohem. מי שחולש בטיבוי חייב לו ולבית הכנסת בתחילת התפילה ולספר עם הציבור כסדר. המאחר לווי נקרא פשע. ובוודאי בזה השם יקורא לו עושיד לווי. כאילו קומס לייט, עושיד לווי, הוא יקום אפת לשמיים. ינקל פשע, קום אין, ינקל פשע, זה כבר כאן יעשיד, הוא קורא למעלה מול, ינקל פשע. מי שיוכל לווי להספלל בזמנו, ובשעת נפש מאחר בתפילו, he comes late because he doesn't like, davening is long, he wants to make it more short and to the point. המאחר ברוצן להתפילו, וכן היועצה באמצע, לאוסי לובו יגרשו מביס המקדש באמצע התפילו ובסויפו. Now look what he says, I want to say here. אין שום היתר לדלג פסוקי דזימרה, אלא רק משום תפילו בציבור ובאקראי. Only if it's sometimes. But a guy that every day, I stopped a couple of guys, I asked him, some psukim for psukim in the Zimra, he says, he doesn't know it. Things in Yom Kippur, they say it. Every day he skips. It's also. Now, tefillah b'tzibur, or to daven with a hat and jacket. To daven b'tzibur, or to daven moshul. So the poskim hold with a hat and jacket. Azegi passing Rav Eliashiv and Rav Osher HaRayeli, from both of them. Rav Osher HaRayeli told me that he thinks the pshat and the psak for Rav Eliashiv is because Azegi is above Rav Chaim, you know, they said it. They asked Rav Chaim, it was two chazonim. One chazan was a tzaddik, but he couldn't sing. The other chazan could have sing. But he didn't a tzaddik. So Rav Chaim said, you take the chazan that knows how to sing. But he didn't have a tzaddik. He said, yeah. Chazan, if you have two chazanim, you have to take the tzaddik. The one doesn't know how to sing, it's a chazan. First you have to have a chazan. One doesn't know how to sing, it's a chazan. And the chazanim. He says, he can look at Hashem alakecha. On a hat and jacket, he can feel it. No, the tefillah, tefillah b'tzibur. Now, I want to explain. You'll ask me, you know, some people with Klal Yisrael don't dive on the hat and jackets, yeah? Like when they have also different kind of yarmulkes, yeah? So they don't dive on the hat and jackets. So you say, so Hashem doesn't accept their tefillahs? The pshat is poshut. Their tefillahs he will accept. But a yeshiva bochur dives without a hat and jacket, Hashem doesn't accept his tefillah. Why? Pshat is azek. The question is, how are you planning to go down to your wedding? These people go down to the wedding also without a hat. Maybe they have a jacket, but when they're dancing, they take it off right away, yeah? We will not go down to our wedding without a hat and jacket. So it means, by us, dress properly as a hat and jacket. That even Rabbi Yosef and David wants a tie, you have to wear a tie. No one goes down to his wedding without a tie. But as an answer, it's not the book of Vudnas that I give all the Gibshad, why you're not Mechuyot to wear a tie. Yeah? But this is the way we dress. Someone has a date. We're not coming out of having a jacket. It's not him. You're going to daven to Hashem? Hashem is less from a friend? Hashem tells you, go away. That other person, this is the way he dresses. For sure, they're not right. It's a din of Malbush Elyon, Itu Faroish. There's an Indian that said Itu Faroish and Malbush Elyon. But that's no Chazach. And it's obvious sometimes I see Bochri without a hat and jacket. It's a terrible Zach. Start to go in today. Again, how much Philip Bitsibu is Chomu? I met a lady Gebocher, so he told me, oh, now you told me that. From now on, I'm going to die in my room with a hat and jacket. Because he doesn't take out his hat and jacket out of his room. So if he goes to Shimlach, it's without a hat and jacket. Shtusim, yeah? Tefillin without tzibur as before, without tefillin and tzibur. So I want a little bit to explain what is called tefillah b'tzibur. He's discussing the halachas of tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur, you have to have 10 Israelim that are 13 years old davening together. Now, it's a big mistake in the Welt. What happens if you have 6 people davening and 4 visitors? So you're allowed to do Kedusha, you're allowed to do Chazal Sashatz. Lefi most poiskim, it's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's not called Tefillah B'Tzibur. You're allowed to do Chazal Sashatz, you're allowed to say Kedusha, but it's not Tefillah B'Tzibur. Azei Reb Moshe in Or HaChaim Chelek Alef. The Welt brings a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam says, פרק חס מלכס תפילה. קיצה תפילה בציבור. ואפילו היוקצוסום שלא התפללו. מה שמע, זה כל תפילה בציבור. זה bring down אורכס רבים פעם בחזניש. וחזניש says, that it's not called תפילה בציבור, but maybe the חזור סשאץ will help. והיינו, he says, תפילה בציבור is 10 people davening. 4 visitors is garnished. But he says, "Val is a chazor sashatz." So you listen to the chazor sashatz with the 4 visitors, you get a shem tefillah b'tzibur for the chazor sashatz. Nafkemine that in Ma'ariv zog the chazanish, you cannot be mitzar 4 people for the shmoneser because it's not tefillah b'tzibur. So again, the chazanish learned that it's not a tefillah b'tzibur. Only the chazor sashatz is called tefillah b'tzibur. But most poskim hold that even the chazor sashatz is not tefillah b'tzibur. Le'umas then, the Welt is medayken in Mishneh Berurah, not like that. The Mishneh Berurah says, in Samach Tes, "Kshiyesh roiv minyan, ave kmo yitzibur." Tzad sheni. So lemaisa, the Welt, lekatchila, you have to know, 4 is not called tefillah b'tzibur. This is the ikar ha'alochem. Avada, if you don't have, you don't have. But a lot of times people are patient to wait. Oh, we have 6, we can start. In Ma'ariv for sure not, and even in Shachris. Avad, if you don't have a breire, you're allowed to be same mechavet. Avad, I said again, legabi kaddish v'kedusha, it's okay, but legabi tefila b'tzibu. Lekatchila, they have to start together. Lefi most poskim, Rabbi Yashiv holds that the ikir is that the first brocha they standing together is called tefillah b'tzibur. What if you come and the tzibur are holding in the middle of shmones? Lemais is a vikuach. Most of our poskim, Ashkenazim, hold that it's called tefillah b'tzibur if you join in even in the middle of davening. When Azay zog Rabbi Yashiv. Lekatchila to start together, kol zman is a minion of people davening, you could jump into the davening. But, me'ikar adin, you only could do that if you will manage to finish till Kaddish. Till Kedusha. If you will not finish till Kedusha, then don't do it. Then wait to answer Kedusha with the tzibur and only then to start Shmoneh Esrei. A lot of Rabbanim today are makel, even in that case. Now, as another machlekes, what is called tefillah b'tzibur? If you daven with the shliach tzibur, it's called tefillah b'tzibur or not? The Chazanish says it's called tefillah b'tzibur. The Bezboch and Chayodom says that the Chofetz Chaim was used to davening his shmonesre with the chazan, milo be milo. Even if he was not late to daven, he took his time, and he davened with the shlat. The primer godim says, no, it's not called tefillah b'tzibur. The primer godim holds that it's not called tefillah b'tzibur. To daven in the shliach tzibur. Lemaise me'ikar adin, we rely on it. About it, if you could not rely on it. But again, if a person the marshal, la locha lemaise, katchila, you have to start shmoneh esrei with a tzibur. You could join in the middle, it's also good. This is what we paskin. If you feel that you will not finish before Kedusha, it's better to wait and to daven with the shatz, word by word, and it's called tefillah b'tzibur, and you yaitz a few more shitas from just joining in the middle. Reb Moshe holds that it's not called tefillah b'tzibur, but Lemaisa, this is the ikar achor. Now, the shaila is what he asked. The shaila is, it's the gear a lot of times to bochrim. If a person comes late to davening, so we said, you're allowed to skip Sukkah Nezimah to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur. Again, if it happens every time, Chveis Nish. Rav Chaim says it's Nish, yeah. God Lado, we can't argue. So it doesn't happen every time. Oh, the person convinced himself that it's the last time, yeah? What would be, even if he jumps, he will not make it to the Shmoneh Esre, but he could make it to the Chazan. So the Primogodim says you're allowed to skip, even to make it to daven with the Chazan. In different places the Primogodim are mistapek, la'aloche le'maisa, this is the achroi. You're allowed to skip. Now, I want to tell you, I know everyone says, oh, gewaltig. So I could skip to here, and I could skip to here, and I could skip to there. But the main child is a minion in the next shtibul. Pashas, if it's a minion in the next shtibul, you're not allowed to skip. You have to daven in the other shtibul. We said last week from Zalman Neuerbach, if every day you daven in this minion, you're allowed to skip to carry on staying with your minion. Again, but not the so guy told me, yeah, but I asked him, and every day he skips to stay with that minion. Yeah, that's a goalish. If every day he davens normally with this minion, Zalman from Zalman, he's allowed to skip to daven with that minion to have a shmonesa. And not only to have a shmonesa with tzibu, he's allowed to skip to daven with a tzibu. The other part we'll not manage to get to. I would just want maybe one or two halachas to say legabe de Yisrael Sholem. There's a big shaila in the halacha. Etzem, we're finishing shmonesa. You make three steps. So first it's brought down an Ishi Yisrael from Sforim, the mocker to be makbi that no one will walk in between your three steps. There's a mocker, Shlubura even mashma, there's an Inyan. You can't say it's a Chiyuv Gomor, but there's an Inyan to be makbi when you make three steps, that no one will cut your three steps till you go back. It's not Stam, whatever notes. Is makbi, not makbi, yes? Yeah, there's an Inyan to be makbi. Chomor it is Vesach Nish. I'll say it in Yeshiva Shenusach. Chkira is you Inyan that someone will not pass, or it's his problem that he passes? The guy wants to pass. You have an Inyan, you know, put your hand to stop him. Oh, you tell him. He doesn't want. You're not Shuldik. He's not allowed to go on the Elike plants. Or the nail, he's killing your three steps. And the Poiskim, the way I learned it over today was mashma, it's my problem, not his problem. He doesn't have a problem to pass, really. I have to ask him not to. He doesn't have to be makbid. It's my problem. But it's for sure my problem. I knew. I told the oil. I'm telling you the shir, the shir is the shir to tell you not to pass by someone else, or the shir is to tell you to look after your three steps. I'm saying to look after your three steps. Avadim is done if it's an Indian to look after your three steps. Don't spoil it for someone else. Yeah, could be also Indian if it's Elika steps, not to step into the Elika steps. Till you make the three steps, there's a big shaila what you're allowed to answer in davening or not. Because the Shechina is there. We can't say it beregel achas. But the Eitzah to do is, and when you do that, you could answer everything. And you could learn. I say, I don't know if you could say Dvorim B'Teilim not. But the Eitzah to skip this, what I heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Eitzah is, if you can go back, you're standing like this, you pick up one foot, you put it down, you pick up the other foot, and you put it down. So the Shechina runs away. Again, not to talk Dvorim B'Teilim, but then you're allowed to answer. about it. We'll have to learn this whole Indian Baruch Hover, but I wanted Chosh to touch it.